Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give God praise.
Put your hands in the air.
He needs. Come on and praise. For John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning to all of my listening audience from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Just in case you have not started following this show, I want you to go ahead and hit that or maybe click that pink follow button. And you can sign up with your email or your Facebook page, okay? We would love for you to continue to tune in every morning at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern to hear what we're going to talk about, okay? Sometimes I just don't know what we're going to get up and talk about. And so this morning on this beautiful Tuesday morning, which is June the 1st, 2021, guys, we want to just have a little discussion. Now, as many of you know, on yesterday, a lot of people celebrated Memorial Day. It is a day for honoring the men and women who have died while on duty with the U.S. military, okay? And it is a day where Americans and everyone who have loved ones who have died while serving our country, that we pay our respects, okay? So a lot of people, they go out and they visit the military cemeteries, you know, they just sit around and maybe cook, barbecue, do a lot of things in order to remember their loved ones who have serve our country. Now, I've had loved ones who have died serving our country, and I also have a father who was in the military and two sons who was in the military, and I was married to men that was in the military. And so I know also well about the military. And so a lot of times people often confuse Veteran Day on November the 11th with Memorial Day, which recognizes all those who have served in the armed forces. Okay, so a lot of people, they think, oh, Veteran Day is anybody, you know, Memorial Day is anybody who served, but no, we're honoring those who have died while on duty with the U.S. military, okay? And so, guys, I tell you, and I think Memorial Day goes back to just after the Civil War, something like that. I'm not sure, but you guys can check that out for me. But it is a blessing to be able to go back and really, you know, celebrate and just observe that day. And usually Memorial Day is observed on the last Monday of May, okay? And so we, you know, that's the reason why we have Memorial Day. So how have you guys been doing? Have you been enjoying your family, friends? What have you been doing? I know a lot of people had to work on yesterday. You know, they couldn't, you know, just sit home, take a day off, and observe the Memorial Day. So a lot of people, you know, they was with their loved ones. So how are you all doing? I hope and pray that everyone is doing well this morning, that you woke up in your right mind, that you've given God some praise for today. I'll tell you, because this is a new day, not to mention a new day, guys. This is a day that we shall just praise the Most High God. Amen. The Word of God said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Amen. So if you got some breath this morning, praise God. You need to be up praising God. Amen. I tell you truly, it is an awesome, awesome morning. I was excited about jumping on this morning. Didn't know what I want to talk about this morning. Just want to come in here and love on you a little bit. Now, if you have not had an opportunity to go to Amazon to purchase my new book, Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties, please do so now. I tell you, truly, you will be blessed by the story. By the story where I give God some glory for delivering me from ungodly soul ties. A lot of people don't realize that soul ties are designed and develop negative thinking that will trap you and steal your freedom. Amen? And so we must never forget that our main battle is with the prince of darkness, the devil. Okay? And so our flesh is quick to open doors to what makes the flesh feels good. Yes, right. And so in the book, I will show you in the book what I did to break free from a wounded soul. You know, a lot of times, beloved, we don't realize that we need to soak ourselves before God. We need to soak ourselves, and we need to allow the Most High God to heal us from wounds that have had us ensnared, that we could not move forward in the things of God. And so, guys, in this book, I tell you, it is the book is a blessing, to be honest with you. I must say myself, I'm still reading the book. And so even though I've written the book, I still need to go back and read a little bit on what was released to the public. So that's another thing. So if you have not received that book, please go ahead and support me by buying the book, okay? Okay, so today I'm just excited about today. I got a lot of projects that I'm working on and that I'm looking to go and get and do some things, you know, around here today in my office. And so I want to revisit a school that I had wanted to open up. It's a seminary. And so I was in the process of opening the school, but have not, you know, went through with everything. I had everything set up. And so I think I'm going to revisit that to open up a school. I think that, like the Word of God said, and all that getting, get understanding. And so I would love for people to get understanding of any teaching that they may receive. And so as many of you know, I do have a PhD in religious education. And so this is an earned PhD, not an honorary PhD. And so that's a difference. A lot of people don't know the difference, you know, but I had to study over 10 years the Word of God in order to obtain my Doctor of Religious Education. And so I was seriously thinking about, you know, opening a school and hopefully, you know, I would get me some students that would want to come and be a part of the school. You know, I noticed today a lot of people, they want something for nothing, and they don't want to study to show themselves approved. They don't want to spend time on anything that's going to make their life better. It's like a popcorn society that we live in today. You know, they want it quick. You put it in the microwave, press a little button, and there it is. And we have to get out of that mentality, beloved, because the Most High God wants us blessed. He wants us healed. He wants a relationship with us. But a lot of times people do not come to God unless they're going through trials and tribulations in their life. They don't have no time for God. All they want is what God has, you know, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And we have to get out of that. We have to realize, beloved, that the Most High God wants us healed, blessed, and he does want a relationship with us. Amen. You'd be surprised how many people wake up in the morning, beloved, and they don't even give God praise for waking them up in the morning. They don't even speak to God in the morning. Come on, somebody. You know, when I was growing up in my home, my mother and my aunties and uncles and grandma and grandpa always say, when you wake up in the morning, you say good morning to me up in here. Come on, somebody. And that's just a form of respect. And we have to get in the habit of waking up and telling the Most High God how good he is to us. And we need to wake up in the morning and just say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, heavenly angels. See, I've been doing that for years and not bragging on myself. I'm just giving you an example because I'm going to tell you something that I've never done myself, okay? And so I've done that myself where I had to get up and say good morning. And I had to talk to self. I had to get up in the morning and acknowledge the Most High God. Amen? Acknowledge his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the heavenly angels. Acknowledge the heavenly host. Amen? Because I know, beloved, if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be today? I probably wouldn't even woke up this morning because he does something for us every morning, guys, that we can't even do for ourselves, and that is waking us up early in the morning. And that's what I love about the Most High God, knowing that he wakes me up early in the morning when I can't wake myself up, y'all. Amen. That's something to chat about right there. You know, a lot of times people just wake on up, you know, hey, they go take a bath, they get them something to eat, and then out the door they go to clock in on somebody 9-to-5 job. Amen? And then they don't acknowledge God the whole day. The only time they want to call on Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is when they're going through trials and tribulation or when they stump their toe. Huh? When the boss made them mad, they want to go ahead and call on God and then want to holler the devil. A lot of things that we call the devil, beloved, it's not really the devil. We give the devil too much credit when he don't even have no power. Sometimes we need to take a closer look at ourselves and say, you know what, maybe I'm the reason why I'm where I'm at today. You see? Maybe it's because of me that's causing me to be the way I am today. We need to stop trying to give the devil all this credit, honey, that he don't even deserve, okay? What kind of credit? See, you're in control of your own life, and we have to. If you got a relationship with God, nothing that comes knocking at your door unexpected will catch you off guard. Amen? You will be able to handle any situation that comes your way. Why? Because you've spent time with the Most High God and you develop a relationship with God. I ain't talking about religion. I heard on yesterday, you know, I don't really look at a lot of preachers, but I heard this preacher wave a card up in the pulpit saying, you will not be able to come up there and sing. You won't be able to preach or be in the sanctuary unless you show a card. Okay? Come on, somebody. That messed me up. That messed me up because, first of all, it sounded like fear to me attached to waving that card. I mean, come on. If you say you got a relationship with God, why are you walking in fear of Mr. COVID-19? Why are you walking in fear? Fear and faith cannot live in the same house, just like darkness and light cannot comprehend each other. And that turned me off, y'all. I want to tell y'all, that turned me off. When I saw that, that turned me off. You waving a card telling people they can't come to the house of God? That ain't number Satan right there, because Satan is the one wanting to keep you from the house of God. What happened to the power of prayer and trusting in the healing of the Most High God? Now, I know we got to use wisdom, okay? We can't tempt God, okay? But I walk by faith and not by sight. And because I walk by faith, that's what healed me from stage 4 breast cancer, when the cancer was in both my lungs, my liver, and my breast. God healed me. He delivered me. Come on, somebody. When I was given months to live, probably. You know what I'm saying? Months. Y'all have never, you can't even imagine seeing my face with my doctor walk into the room and cross her and say, Teresa, are you afraid to die? Tell me why. Come on, somebody. And I had to let her know I know a man named Jesus who's a healer. And again, Paul says to be absent in the body means to be present with God. So no, I'm never afraid to die. Knew it was not my time yet. And God totally healed me. We all got to check out. Why should we let fear stop us from praising God and coming in there being amongst the saints to praise God? All because they put fear out there. They release the spirit of fear. And the spirit of fear is what grips people and calls people to not want to serve God. When I heard this well-known pastor who is a celebrity stood up in his pulpit and said what he said, that done something to me. Trust me when I tell you, it messed me up. Because I was not expecting to hear this man of God say what he said. I thought he had more faith than that. And this man of God even lost his wife to cancer. Amen? Amen. But when I heard this man of God say what he said, it done something to my spirit, man. Because it seemed like to me you put more faith in a shot, in a card, than you are God. I am a miracle. I am a walking miracle. I am a living testimony of the healing power of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. A lot of people don't realize that death is going to come to us all. You can get hit out on the streets with an 18-wheeler truck. That truck can run over you, baby, and you can get up and walk away like nothing happened. Why? Because it was not your time to die. All of us have an expiration date on our life. Well, we are going to leave this earth. Amen? We shouldn't fear death. Amen? We should never fear death. And we should be about the main thing, and that is having a kingdom mind. Trusting in God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says what? Trust in God. We have to trust him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct our path. See, sometimes we can get so high and walk in pride that we don't even know we're walking in pride. We don't know that we're a controller and we have a controlling spirit that need to be broken. You'd be surprised how many people stand behind the sacred desk and say that they love the Most High God and they're serving God, but yet they got a controlling spirit and they try to control the people instead of lead the people. And teach the people and direct them to the Father. When Jesus Christ Yeshua was on the earth, he never told you to follow him. Come on, somebody. I didn't see anywhere in the Bible he said, come follow me. I mean, I know he chose his disciples, okay? And I may have to go back and read a little bit, right? But Jesus Christ Yeshua never was wrapped up into himself. And it was never about him, okay? It was about the Most High God, the Creator. And that's who he led you to. Amen? He never stood up, puffed up in pride and said, hey, y'all, look at me. I come to do my will. No, he said, I come to do the will of the Father who sent me. He always wanted to do the will of the Father who sent him. Amen? Satan was the only one that was puffed up with pride. And we know that pride come before a fall. A lot of times, beloved, we want to walk around and act like we got it going on and my ministry is the only one that's popping. Huh? We got the goods over here. And then you find yourself trying to pump the people up to bring them in. All you have to do is do what Jesus taught you to do. Jesus Christ Yeshua said, I will teach you how to be fishers of men. And all you got to do is allow the Holy Ghost of the living God to lead you. It said, a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. Amen? He'll tell you what ministry to go to. He'll tell you where to go. All these preachers, some of them, and I'm not talking that. Please forgive me if you think I'm gossiping. I'm not gossiping. I'm just stating facts. You don't have to draw people over there because you got good musicians. You don't have to draw people over there because you can preach and hoop and hop and run all over the church, spit hang from the church ceiling, and roll all over the floor and talking about you got the Holy Ghost. Baby, that ain't no Holy Ghost. That's a ghost. That's another spirit that you operate in. I get no meaning when people lay their hands on folk and they ain't been delivered. Huh? I get no meaning when someone want to teach you something, but yet they don't follow their teaching. Come on, somebody. Amen? If you're going to teach me and I'm going to eat from your table, I want to eat the word of God. I don't want something you done went in there and you done mixed up and stirred up, and now you want me to take it. I'm going to vomit it out of my system. See, when you spend time with the Most High God and you have a relationship with God, you already know the tricks and trades of the enemy, huh? Because you're not asleep anymore. You already know what the enemy is putting down, beloved. You already know. Many times the enemy will come and try to offer you up things that you know is not from God. And so you got to be very careful, beloved, when you allow the enemy just to come and say anything to you. You got to be careful. Because I tell you what, when folks start talking, always be quiet. Listen carefully to what they say. A lot of folks tell on themselves. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so, beloved, that let me know you're going to tell on yourself. That's why Jesus Christ was able to perceive the people's heart, because their heart always told on them. Amen? I don't care how you try to hide it, shake it down, press it down, lay on it, set on it. Whatever you do, your heart will speak for you without you even saying anything. Because now your heart is telling on you, and you're doing that same thing that your pair of lips allow to release. And I always say, beloved, a pair of lips will sink ships. Huh? Come on, somebody. The word of God said they honor him with their lips. But their heart is far from them, from him. Amen? So that's why, beloved, I'm not into that fear tactic. And you telling me I can't come in your sanctuary unless I show you a card. The devil is a lie. I will never step foot in there. Amen? I don't want to go and worship with people who walk in fear. I need to know where's the faith people at. Because every day that we get in that car, we taking a chance with our life. Huh? Every day we show up on somebody's job, that may be our last time on somebody's job. But do I hear somebody say, oh, stay home, you know, something may happen. Huh? Every time you walk and bust up in a restaurant, that could be your last day. Amen? You could be just walking down the road, minding your business, and that could be your last day. We live our life by faith and not fear. Come on, somebody. We should never walk around with fear reeking and taking control of our faith, people. What happened to trusting God with all of you? Amen? I ain't talking about no mind thing. I'm talking about a heart thing. Amen? Knowing for sure that God is there to answer our prayer. Amen? That's what we want, beloved. We want to hear the Father's voice. We want to know him for ourselves. And we got to get out of all of this. Oh, well. This doubt and this unbelief. You'd be surprised how many people are saying they trust in God, but yet They're speaking negative. They're talking negative talk, beloved. That's not trusting God. That's not believing in God. That's not loving God. Amen? And these are things, beloved, that I want you to understand. If you don't understand anything else, beloved, you need to grab a hold to trusting God. Amen? When things are bad in your life and when Satan presents lemons, make lemonades out of those lemons. Amen? I'm not talking about developing a religious mentality, but I'm talking about developing a relationship with God. Because if you really got a relationship with God, you'd be surprised how many people don't study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And they still don't know God. They still don't have a relationship with God. They don't even know God for themselves, but yet they want to look deep, act deep. And when the lights and cameras is on, oh, everybody got religious now. They got, oh, man, I got it going on. But soon as those nice lights turn dark, then fear gripped their soul. I haven't taken the shot. No, I have not. I have not taken the shot. I'm not in fear of no Mr. COVID. I trust God. A lot of people say that's foolish. No, it's not foolish. Because guess what? The same God healed me from stage 3 and 4 breast cancer is the same God will keep me safe. See, I have the Most High God with me. If God be for me, no COVID can be against me. Come on. I always say a lot of people who have died because they had an expiration date on them. Just like when you look at a pack of cookies, it tells you how long you can keep those cookies before they go stale. Okay? And so I don't be moved by that fear stuff. No, I'm not. And it hurts my heart that this man of God said what he said. Because I was following his ministry. And I wanted to go and be a part of the ministry once he opened the doors. But guess what? I don't think I will be. I don't think I will be going to that church. No. And to be honest with you, I think I'm going to stop listening to that person. Because I'm looking for a strong leader. A person who walks by faith and not by sight. Who is not moved by what they see because they realize that the Most High God is in control of every human being, every human race, everything that's on this earth because he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. That's what I want to follow. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow what? Christ, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. I'm looking for somebody who really following God. And know how to shepherd the flock, not scare the flock. Huh? That's what I'm looking for. Amen. Not someone who flees the flock, the sheep. Amen. And your motives are wrong. All you want to do is build a ministry, but never reach souls. A lot of churches are swelling. Doesn't mean they have the Holy Ghost. A lot of people are doing a lot of foul things, and they call it church. No, I don't want to play with this thing because my soul is at stake, so I don't want to play. I don't want to play with you. Amen? I don't have time to play with you. I want to know for sure. Without a doubt, that every time I show up to a building, because I am the church, my body is the church. But when I show up, I want to show up meeting people that's on fire for the Most High God, who have faith in God, Okay? There's a lot of people who won't come through that don't even know God, and that's our job to minister to the lost, to encourage them, to motivate them, to love on them, to serve them. Amen? And that's what it's about, beloved, us serving one another and not allowing it to be about us. Amen? Glory be to God. Well, guys, I got to go. I hope I've said something today that really blessed you and your family. And I ask that you come back and join me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, as I release another chit-chat morning. I love these chit-chat mornings. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but guess what? We're here for it. Amen. So share this podcast with your family, your friends. Help me grow this channel. And guys, again, thank you so much and for listening to me. I tell you, truly, it is a blessing to be able to come and be about the Father's business, amen, and just talk with you a little bit and love on you a little bit, amen. When you know who you are and whose you are, you're not moved by stuff that goes on in the television, okay, because that's just what it is, television, and it causes folk to be scared, and it causes folk to not live their life. Okay, in fear of dying. If the pastors get in their pulpit and start teaching people what death is, then a lot of people wouldn't be walking in fear. Amen. Everybody want to live like they're going to live here. You're not going to live here forever. Those cars and houses and monies and fame and all that stuff that you obtain on this side, you're not taking none of that with you. Amen. You're not taking none of that stuff with you. It's just a tool that God has allowed each and every one of us to use. Amen? That's why you have people on social media pretending to be other people because they're trying to trick folk out of their money. And they want to look like they're somebody, but behind that social media, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They won paycheck from being thrown out their house. All because we want to make people think we got it going on. People, it's time for us to be real, okay? Let's stop all this fool-a-la. Pull the covers off this mess, and let's be real with each other. Amen? We ain't got time for that other stuff. Let's be real. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I got to go. Please join me tomorrow, beloved. Get into some more chit-chat. Until the next podcast, guys, you stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.